You just listened to Farzad Muzigar Fassi, an ethnomusicology graduate student and Persian musician. He was one of two Middle Eastern performers at the UCLA Fowler Museum as part of Fowler Out Loud, a recurring concert series that presents music from different genres. Before the show, I sat down with Muzigar Fassi to talk about his upcoming performance. He pointed out some differences between Persian and Western classical music, starting with a distinctive pitch quality created by quarter tones.
So imagine a piano, you have the white notes and the black notes. The white notes, if you can imagine them as the whole notes, and the black notes as the half notes. So Persian music and Arabic music has something in between them as well.
Muzigar Fassi said quarter tones also express different modes within the music.
That's how, when you want to play, let's say, a sad scale or a happy scale, once you play these notes, it just gives the scale a character. And I don't know how else to explain it, but I think even when you want to learn Persian music, it's just many years of sitting down and hearing this and internalizing it. So it could be complex, but at the same time, it's a beautiful journey, as many master musicians say.
Muzigar Fassi wasn't the only one who played in Thursday night's show. He performed alongside his friend Vivek Rani, a graduate student at ethnomusicology who plays the tabla, an Indian percussion instrument. The two only rehearse once before the night of the show. This is common with Persian traditional music because the bulk of music playing focuses on improvisation rather than strict memorization. Following the performance was Talk Dirty, a student group from the ethnomusicology department that performs Arabic music. Lindsay Kunisaki, a third-year student studying music administration who plays a traditional Arabic tambourine known as the rick, describes how a group of friends and musicians got together and formed Talk Dirty.
We all kind of got introduced to this music our first year here at UCLA, mostly through Ziad Marcus here, actually. He introduced us to our ethnomusicology department's Near East ensemble. And so that's where I started playing this music. And from there, we all sort of developed this extra interest in the music and decided to form a group outside of the school ensemble.
Talk Dirty member Zion Marcus, a third-year ethnomusicology student, says that the group performs to learn about Arabic culture since they do not know how to speak the language. They also hope to expose themselves and their audience to a different musical culture.
We don't speak Arabic. We don't always know what the words mean behind what the music we're playing. So it's an opportunity for us to put ourselves out there and create not just a performance environment, but a learning environment for both ourselves and for audience members.
For example, Zoe Shea, a third-year ethnomusicology student and violin performer for Talk Dirty, says that the violin can sound different depending on the genre of music.
Most of the listeners have probably seen or heard the violin, but the difference between what you'd hear in maybe like a Western classical like orchestra and Middle Eastern music is the tuning is different. It's G-D-G-D instead of G-D-A-E. So with this tuning, it's easier to switch octaves and it gives it a richer sound.
The music resonated with both UCLA alumna Seligaram Tujan and fourth-year sociology student Barbara Jing.
Overall, I like Arabic music, like the Middle Eastern music. It's very calming. I'm really relaxed now.
The pieces were really good. They were really soothing. I'm not familiar with Arabic music, but I would definitely listen to it again. It's just really, really peaceful.
Middle Eastern music uses a number of traditional instruments, such as a long-necked lute known as the sitar, a rounder, pear-shaped lute known as the oud, the rick, as mentioned earlier, and the violin. Whether you interpret Middle Eastern music as intellectually stimulating with its quarter tones or aesthetically pleasing and calming in its timbre, listening to the music transports us from Bruin Walk to the Arabic world. Reporting for Daily Bruin Radio, I'm Jennifer Crane.